The Lord of the Rings returns to theaters, this time in animated form.
All Middle-earth knows the tale of the War of the Ring. But 200 years before that, there was an older tale.
The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, mines Tolkien's appendices for the history of Helm's Deep, the site of a major battle in the Two Towers. We go back in Middle-earth's history when a conflict between two houses sends one on the run.
You do not seek an alliance. You seek a throne.
Childhood friends on either side must try to reconcile their differences to save their families.
The boy I knew would never wish for war.
The boy you knew is gone.
The choice of traditional 2D animation led by famous anime director Kenji Kamiyama brings The Lord of the Rings full circle with Ralph Bakshi's 1978 theatrical film and The Hobbit TV movie. It's an entirely appropriate medium that allows the film to embody its own universe without relying on special effects gimmickry.
People need hope here. Something to believe in.
The voice cast is strong, and the action in animated form is impressive. However, we have seen a lot of this before, and the complex background may be lost on anyone but diehard Tolkien fans.
What does Mordor want with rings?
I appreciate the franchise's return to big screen spectacle, and the animation plays well in that scope.
You could rule the world.
The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim gets 3.5 swords out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.